Happy New Year and welcome to today's Rentschkat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Mayor Jim Mueller takes a look at what's to come in the year ahead for the city of Pella. Well, Jim, I'm sure you'll describe the year as a great year for the city of Pella, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that you'd like to thank that were a part of the success.
Yeah, you know, I'd really like to take this opportunity to say thank you to all the volunteers that have helped create such an awesome environment here in the community. You know, we all know that Tulip Time would not be able to occur if it weren't for all the volunteers, all their efforts and all their expertise and their concentration on doing a good job and being good hosts to all the visitors. I'd like to point out also that a great number of the flowers are all planted by volunteers as well. Many of you may not know that we were awarded a national recognition for blooming across America because of all of the flowers in our community throughout the last summer as well. I'd also like to reach out and thank everybody for volunteering to be on all the boards that help support all the activities here in the community, whether that be on CDC, Planning and Zoning, Community Services, the Pella Opera House, Pella Historic Trust, lots and lots of different community organizations that simply wouldn't be able to provide the things that they do to the community if it weren't for the volunteers. And I don't want to go without saying thank you to all the parents and all the grandparents and everybody that helps support all the kids' activities that we have, whether it's a sports team, soccer, baseball, basketball, swimming, art, music, and even some acting groups. And I'm sure I've forgotten some, and please excuse me if I have, but thank you very much for all that you do to make Pella such a great place to live.
And of course, it's not just the volunteers. There's some paid city staff that put in a lot of hard hours to make things like Tulip Time happen and to make things like events downtown happen and throughout the community, really.
Yeah, I'd really be remiss if I didn't reach out and say thank you to all the city staff. They do a great job. They provide to us clean, safe water, safe streets. Police and fire departments do an awesome job. Water and treatment provide all the environmental safety to care for the community that we live in and make sure that we have something really good to pass on to the next generation.
And quickly, before we look ahead to 2015, where do you feel the city of Pella State is? And I'm new to town this year, so it's a new experience for me to be a part of the Pella community. Where do you feel the town is at right now? Your overall thoughts?
We've really been blessed this last year. I think with all the accomplishments that we've been able to achieve with the power plant coming down, that was a big goal for 2014. And I know Mike has already spoken a great deal about this, but I'm really proud of the fact that the power plant is gone. The sports park is almost complete. Hopefully, as soon as the spring thaw occurs, the contractors will get back on site and we'll be able to play ball there very quickly in the spring season. I think we're very much moving forward, and I look forward to 2015.
And what are some of the things that the city of Pella has to look forward to in 2015 that you and the city council and the city staff will be working hard at?
A couple of the main things that we're going to continue to focus on is looking for and evaluating necessary infrastructure investment, whether those are streets, again, water treatment, water source. As many of you may know, the well fields that we're getting our clean water from are diminishing in their ability to produce water for us. So we're out actively looking for different resources. We've identified that. We have contracted to drill a new, what's called a Jordan well, and also then create a different kind of treatment process in order to be able to bring that to the community. Always, with any community, the other biggest asset is the streets. Go through and evaluate all the streets, where the issues are that need to be fixed, repaired, and that will be a big one. Oskaloosa Street rebuild will be a big project in 2015. One of the other things, too, that I'm really trying to emphasize in 2015 is trying to become more efficient, whether that is identifying processes or things that are occurring within the city that really aren't necessary, that doesn't bring a big value to the community. We're going to look for those and try to eliminate as many of those as we can. Another thing is something as simple as LED lighting. It's a very efficient, very low-cost process. Once it's been paid for, once it's purchased, the LED lighting is a very efficient type of light that you can provide. As we are moving forward, the street lights are now being replaced as they burn out with LED lights. All the street lights out at the sports park are now LED. We're trying to really emphasize long-term investments that'll provide, you know, a benefit for the next 20 to 30 to 40 years for the community. Probably one of the other big things that I would really like to do for 2015 is to encourage everybody to get involved. We talked about, in my thank yous, all the different committees, et cetera. those committees and those activities are always looking for additional volunteers, whether it is the community organizations, sports teams, churches. Biggest point is to volunteer, volunteer, volunteer. The best way to know what is going on is to be involved.
That was today's Wrench Scott Village. Let's talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news is next on KNIA KRLS.